There's a word from the Lord we found in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. And I'll read from the New Living Translation of the Bible. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. Reads us. And now, just as you have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him. Let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thanksgiving. Encourage our hearts this morning with thought, deeper roots. Deeper roots. God, as we journey into this new year, out of all that we hope for and want, let it be to grow deeper in you, deeper in our walk, deeper in our trust, deeper in our obedience. Let our roots grow down deeper in you. God, we thank you for 2025 and all that it brought, even the challenges, because we learn from those challenges. But as we look forward into the future, into 2026, and all the successes that we want, all the things that we want to see, let it start in our relationship with you, to do more and to be more for you. Father, I pray for this church. I pray for this ministry, that how we started, we must continue in you. So be with us now, God, as we share this word. God, take my stammering lips. Speak your truth in the hearts and the hearing of these your people. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning, let me start with the question. What are you rooted in? What keeps you standing? What keeps you from faltering and falling? What helps you to dance in the rain? To sing in the storm? Minister Jan, when loved ones leave us, what helps you to stay strong? What helps you as a believer to not simply give up and throw in the towel? When you are a healthy person, but the doctor says you have cancer, what helps you to hold on? When everything inside of you wants to be afraid and to quiver, what helps you to hold on in life? What took you through 2025? When you found out stuff you didn't want to hear. When you had to deal with stuff that you really didn't want to deal with. What helped you to still stand strong and to be here today in 2026? What helps you to stand firm? That when we think about roots and deeper roots, that roots in themselves, they are strength beneath the surface. That I think about my neighborhood each and every year, y'all, without fail. Minister Melissa, I heard you singing, so we got a spot on the praise team. We got a spot on the praise team. But every year, y'all, I go through the neighborhood, and after some terrible storms, without fail, y'all, at least once or twice a year, you looking folks, y'all, we got a whole bunch of oak trees in my neighborhood. You'll see an oak tree toppled over. Now, if you're wondering what an oak tree looks like, you don't know, just go down the property. We got a whole bunch of oak trees on this property. That oak trees are strong and mighty trees, that it's hard for two men to get their arms around a big, healthy oak tree that has strong branches. That they produce a whole bunch of acorns that get on my nerves that you have to clean up every year. But every year in my neighborhood, I see oak trees, mighty oak trees, huge oak trees, strong oak trees that topple over. They topple over for at least a couple of reasons. The number one reason, it's environmental issues. That perhaps someone's done construction in the yard and they disturbed the roots, and so the tree is diseased and it will topple over. Maybe it's the drought. Maybe it's excessive rain that gets down into the ground and causes the tree to topple over. But one of the number one reasons that oak trees topple over, they have a shallow root system. That the roots don't go way down deep, and so the tree will topple over. I think there are a whole lot of people, unfortunately, that are like those oak trees. The people that, unfortunately, Reverend Mike, they have shallow root systems, that they have shallow beliefs, shallow values. They engage in shallow relationships. They often have shallow conversations. And unfortunately, their faith is shallow. It hadn't gone down deep in Christ. But I think we got some folk in the house today that can honestly say you made it through 2025 with the faith deeply rooted in Jesus Christ. That every day you got up, you thank God for the gift of another day. That you know you're not here today because of your own strength or your own wisdom. You're standing today because of Jesus. Do I have any witnesses in the house today? Don't fool me now. That I'm standing strong because of Jesus and only because of him. That I can say, I'm so glad I made it. I made it through the storms and the rain, the heartache and the pain, the ups and the downs, the mountains and the valleys. I'm standing here today to declare that I made it, but I made it because of Jesus. Still, when I look around the room today, others have fallen. When I think about the excitement that God has given us and he's growing this body, I look around and I know for a fact that there are those that were once here, but they're no longer here. Look at the seat beside you. Is there somebody that used to sit there and you haven't seen them in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and you wonder, where are they? As strong as we may look on the outside, the reality is if we don't have deep roots in Jesus Christ, we can topple over, we can give up, we can throw in the towel. What are you rooted in? That's what I want to ask you today. What are you rooted in? So Paul's words, the text today reminds us that how we started in Christ is how we keep growing in Christ. How you started in Jesus is how you keep going in Jesus. The strong faith doesn't happen by accident. It grows on purpose. And so I share this word today because it's a part of our 2026 vision statement that we're deepening our roots, that we're strengthening our foundation in God and in one another. If we're going to be the church that God called us to be, living faith, we gotta go deeper. Yeah. Deeper in what you believe about Jesus, what you trust about Jesus. This is not just an individual thing, it's a church thing as well. All right. That I believe that God has great things in store for us in 2026, but it matters whether or not we will go deeper. Whether our foundation is strong, whether we are rooted in Jesus Christ, strong Christians don't happen by accident. They grow on purpose. Strong churches don't happen by accident. They grow on purpose. That we have to have deeper roots in a stronger faith, deeper roots like a strong tree. That we've come this far by faith, leaning and depending on the Lord. And what got us here today, what got us here on yesterday, is what will keep us here on tomorrow. Let's take a look at the book of Colossians real quick. The Colossians is all about connections. Listen, if you unplug a lamp from the electrical socket, what happens? You have no light. That if you get rid of the head coach of a good football team, then the team will have a losing season. If you disconnect the fuel line from a car, the car won't start. Without the head, the body will die. And without Christ, the church is simply doomed. And what we simply will not be is a Christless church. For Christ we live, and for Christ we will die. It's for Christ we stand. And he wants our roots, our faith, to go down deeper in him. So the Apostle Paul says to us this morning what he says to the church at Colossae. He says, continue to follow Christ. That faith is a walk. It's not a moment. That faith is a day-by-day journey. It's not a one-time event in life. Faith is a walk. It's not a moment. We walk by faith and not by sight. Continue to follow Jesus. Don't follow the latest in technology, the latest in AI, the latest in pop psychology. Follow Jesus. And y'all, even when it seems like the church leader has lost it, you better follow Jesus. And then get up out of that church. Continue to follow Christ. Let your roots grow down into him. Y'all, understand something. That a mighty oak tree, that it has to grow deeper before it can grow higher. And I think the same thing for our spiritual lives. We have to grow deeper before we grow higher in Jesus. Continue to follow Christ. Let your roots grow down in him, built on Jesus, that Christ is our firm foundation. He is our solid rock. Not trends, y'all. Not feelings or emotions or what this person says or that person says. Not cliches and not resolutions for the new year. That your faith is built on him. Christ is our founder. Your faith will grow strong in the truth and you will overflow with thankfulness. That our growth as believers will show up in our gratitude. When you know that you know that you know what the Lord did for you, when you know something about his grace and his mercy, when you know something about his delivering power, when you know something about his keeping power, when you know that when you were creeping, he was still keeping you. Listen, you have a heart of gratitude because you know what the Lord did for you. Any witnesses in the house today, I know what God did for me. So how can this text help us to develop deeper roots in Christ and to keep us with strong bonds with one another as we journey into this new year? I think the text tells us. First thing we need to do, y'all, is to stay planted. And now, just as you have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. That word continue in the Greek comes from another word that we understand wholeheartedly. It means to abide. It means to stay. Don't move. Stay where you are. To walk or to live, to stay, to remain, to abide. That we trust Christ for eternal salvation, but we also trust him for daily sanctification, that we don't move, that we accept Jesus, but we stay in him, we remain in him, we continue in him. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1 says this. The Apostle Paul speaking. He says, "O foolish Galatians, who has cast an evil spell on you? For the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made plain to you. It was made clear to you the way a picture is made to you. So why will you now deviate from the faith?" That when it comes to the gospel, we receive the gospel plainly and clearly. We understand it. We hear it. We accept it. But Paul was saying to the church in Galatia, that he says to some of us, that why did you move? And you're moving, it makes you look like a spell was cast on you. In some translations, say, "Who has bewitched you?" Yeah. When I look around the world room today, I wonder when I look at empty seats, who's been bewitched? Who's had some spell cast on them that tells you, listen, you don't have to be in that Jesus stuff and in that church stuff. Who's cast a spell on some folk? Who has been bewitched? Who has been fooled? Who has been tricked by the enemy? That faith grows stronger when tested, not avoided. That when you go through stuff, when the winds change in your life, listen, that's the time to implement your faith in Jesus Christ. Not time to tuck tail and run and leave the church and I don't want to be around them church folk no more. That's where you need to be. The old folk had it well a long time ago. Listen, the church is a hospital for sick folk. Not people that think they got it all together, that, hey, that their faith is stronger than it will ever be. No, that's not true. That, mama, this place is a place, it's a hospital for people that are hurting. People that are broken. People that are wounded. People that have experienced the winds of change in life. You need to be in the church. That faith grows stronger when tested, not avoided. And so don't give up on faith. Don't give up on God when you're going through changes. Listen, 2025 may have been a rough year, but we don't really know what 2026 will look like. We know that God will be with us. We know we can trust him. We know we need to obey. Well, we really don't know. But that's where our faith comes in, that we trust that God will be with us. We trust he will lead and he will guide us no matter what happens.
Yeah.
That shallow faith equals easily shaken. Deep faith equals firmly planted. Which one are you?
Yeah.
Are you set and are you firmly planted for the new year? Or is your faith that happened? But that's all right. The people in the checkout line at the grocery store might offend you, but you're going to keep on getting groceries. You're not going to stop going to the HEB. Stay planted in the house of God.
Yeah.
Stay planted in church, and more important, that church be planted in you. That the church is more than just a building. It's made up of people, and God's people. Stay planted in the house of God. Stay planted in the things of God. A tree without roots, it falls and it fails. A person with shallow roots will eventually fall and fail. So the best way to stay strong in a marriage is to stay connected, to don't move. The best way to stay strong in a relationship with God is to don't move, to stay close. To stay close to God. Stay close to Jesus. Stay close to the people of God. Stay planted in God's house. That faith begins with Christ and grows by staying close to him and to other believers. It's not a one-time decision, but it's a daily direction. Each and every day of your life, be determined to stay planted. Be determined to not move, no matter what comes your way. Be determined to grow deeper and deeper and deeper in a relationship with Jesus. Don't drift. You have to dig deeper. Don't drift away. Don't move. Maybe somebody thinking about the right. Don't move. Dig deeper. Don't drift.
Yeah.
To develop deeper roots, we must also grow strong and not solo. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built up on him. Roots must grow deep in Jesus, deep in his teaching, deep in his word, grow deeper in prayer. Our faith is built on him. I think they just sung that in the song, didn't they? Did y'all hear the song? He'll never fail, but we have to grow deeper in him. That roots are never deeper than our obedience. Yeah, thank you, God. Your roots will never be deeper than your obedience to God. To the degree that you determine, listen, I'm only going this far in him, your roots, your relationship will never grow any deeper. But when you decide to release and give it to him, God, I'm here for you, all that you want for my life. I give you my all. I give you my life. I give you my heart totally and completely. Listen, roots can grow deeper in him.
Yeah.
Anybody remember the story in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27? You could put a pin there if you want to. It's the parable of the houses. That the story, Jesus tells this story, this powerful story of how there were two houses and one was built on solid foundation. And the storms came and the winds blew, but the house did not move because it was on a solid foundation. It was on a firm foundation. Then there was the other house. The Bible says that Jesus said the house was built on sand. And when the storms came and the winds blew, the house toppled over. It fell because it did not have a firm foundation. It was not rooted properly. It matters what you build your life on. It matters what you are rooted in. Your foundation matters. Think about this. The stability of a house is dependent upon its foundation, right? It has to have a stable structure. Anybody ever went into a house before and you look at the house and you look at some walls, you see cracks in the walls, you see cracks in the floor? Usually because it didn't have a firm foundation. Have you ever looked at your life lately to see if there are any cracks? Have you ever thought about your own, not looking at anybody else, and ask yourself, am I stable? I don't mean like you lost your mind. But are you stable in your relationship with God? Are you stable in your faith? anything or anyone other than a relationship with Jesus, listen, your life lives, you'll live in instability. You will always live being tossed to and fro, this thing or that thing. But it matters that you grow roots deep in Jesus Christ. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Roots grow underground, y'all. But they produce fruit above ground. That sometimes you can look at a person, determine how deep their roots are by the fruit that they bear in their lives. Fruit that represent Christ well. Fruit that serve him well. How deep are your roots? I like that verse. It said, let your roots grow deep. Let is a choice. You determine how deep you will go, how deep you will grow in Jesus, but you got to let it. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. That there's always this struggle, Will, this struggle. Am I going to do it God's way or am I going to do it my way? Am I going to let go and let God or am I going to let me? Am I going to let the world or am I going to let Jesus? What will you let? What will you allow? What will you choose? Will you choose to allow your roots to grow deeper in him? I thank God for his grace and his mercy. For those times in my life I've testified just about me where I really wasn't concerned about what Jesus wanted. I wanted to let Kevin. I wanted to let my way and God's way as far as I could, it was a highway. But by his grace and his mercy, he kept on keeping me. And now I've grown stronger and deeper in him. Grow strong and not solo, not the solo. Paul is speaking to an entire church in the text, y'all. He's speaking to a community of believers. He's not speaking in isolation. Although the text itself can apply to us individually, but Paul is speaking to the church. He's speaking to the church today. That online church, y'all, let me mess it up in here. Some people ain't gonna like this. Online church. It had its benefits. It's got some benefits. If I'm sick and I can't get to church, listen, I can click and I can do some online church. If I gotta work, listen, there's some people have to work on the weekend, have to work on some Sundays. Listen, I can tune in, I can pick up my phone, I can tune in online. There's some people, they are disabled. They can't get around like they used to. And so they can tune in online from time to time. But y'all, as many benefits that there are from online church, Brother Adam and I, we had a long discussion as we building the church and building this online ministry that it has its limitations as well. I know we're into the phones and all of that stuff, into the social media and the Rick Rock and the TikTok. And it's all good. It's all good, y'all. It has its place. But you better believe that online church and ministry, it has its weaknesses too. Hebrews 10:25. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of Christ is coming. It's coming near. Yeah. That we need to see each other, y'all. I need to see your face, man. I want to see you. I want to shake you. I want to give you a hug. What's going on? And people that know about it, when I ask you what's going on, I really want to know what's going on. I really want to know how you're doing. Yeah. That online church, y'all, is good as it is. And I'm great. Listen, I want to applaud real quick. We have a growing and wonderful social media ministry. Sarah, Payton, y'all stand up. I want them to see y'all. They doing the stuff, y'all. They come on, stand up for me. Come on. Let them see you. They doing the thing, y'all. Because you can reach a whole lot of folk online that maybe you don't reach in person. People will pick up a phone first, but again, it has its weaknesses. Then listen, when I'm sick, Reverend Boykin, I don't want no online visit. You should show up at my house. Show up at the hospital. That sometimes when it comes to fellowship, y'all, I just don't want to see people on the phone. I don't want to see people online. I want to see people just face to face. I want to see you. Y'all, when the Lord decides to take me home, listen, I don't want an online funeral. I want some folk to show up, y'all. I won't be able to see you. Maybe I'll see you in the spirit. I want to see you crying and stuff. And y'all have some macaroni and cheese and some cornbread and some turnip greens and some chicken and some lemon cake. And we just going to bury him. It's going to be an online service. No, show up. We weren't meant to do church in isolation.
That's right.
We weren't meant to live in isolation,
right,
let alone to do church in isolation and alone.
Yeah, yeah.
That Batman had Robin, didn't he? Lone Ranger had Tonto. SpongeBob had Patrick, right? Don't go solo. That we grow strong, but we don't do it solo.
Right, right.
That we're meant to build together as a church community. And by community, I mean God's people. By community, I mean the community around us, that we're to grow together. That faith grows best in shared soil. Paul speaks to the church at Colossae. He speaks to us. It's about us growing together to develop deeper roots in Christ and with one another. Finally, y'all, the text shows us this one last thing, that we're to live thankful and to stand firm. Then, after you hold on to Jesus, after you've been built up in him, then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Problem in the Colossian church is, the problem is still in churches today, y'all. And that big problem today, as it was in that day, was false teaching. That they had this belief system going on at the time, the big word Gnosticism. Gnosticism comes from the word knowledge. That there were many in the church back then that infiltrated the church, and they thought they had all of this deep revelatory knowledge, that they were deep people. Listen, be careful when you enter into a church or you're a part connected to a church, and there's just one individual that's got some deep revelation. They stuff that you just can't figure out because you're not deep enough. If you read in Colossians, that Paul said, listen, God has given you everything you need that you're complete in him. That nobody has this deep revelatory knowledge that you can't get. That you can read the word of God for yourself, and by the power of his spirit, God will give you what he wants you to know. So be careful of this false teaching of deep spiritual revelation. Let me drop it on you. God gave me something deep. Never gave it to anybody else. Be careful of that. When people talk about Jesus not being the only way, you have to be careful of that. I don't want to lose anybody here, that he's the only way. The only way to God the Father is through Jesus Christ. And in the church, we must preach Christ and him crucified. There's a whole bunch of preaching that's going on, a whole bunch of words that are going out, but are we preaching about, are we teaching about Jesus Christ? Are we teaching about the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ? Or are we preaching and teaching about ourselves?
Yeah.
Then we give people some good worldly principles, some pop psychology. That really what we need to do is get some couches and put them in a church and let you lay back and tell the church leader you've had all of your troubles and stuff like that. Just tell them what's going on. But we don't preach therapyism. We preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That if somebody's standing on this platform and they're never talking about Jesus, if you're in a church and somebody's never talking about Jesus and the gospel, you better run. Because we want to hear good stuff, y'all. How can my life be better? How can I have more? How can I have success? What is it ain't about you? It's about you in a relationship with Jesus. It's about you sharing your faith. It's about you sharing the gospel message. Jesus is the way and the only way to God the Father. Jesus is the only way to glory. He's the only way to heaven. Be careful about this false teaching, this modification change, y'all. You know, people modify the plain biblical truth of God's word. It says what it says, and it means what it means. But, y'all, we become so hip, y'all. We become so knowledgeable now that, yeah, I know what it said then, but what it said then is not what it means now. What? You know, we live in a different society, a different age, in a different world. And so the word of God says this about a particular subject, y'all, but we want to change it because it suits us. Same problem in the church at Colossians is the same problems in the church today. It relates to false teaching. But we have to hold on to his truth. The Apostle Paul, y'all, I'm almost done. The Apostle Paul, his third letter, his third epistle, chapter 1, verse 4 says this. He said, I could have no greater joy than to hear that my children are following the truth. That he uses his term of endearment, my children, people of God. Listen, the only way we stand individually and collectively is by standing on the word of God, staying true to the word of God, standing strong in God's word. It results, y'all, in lives and hearts that are filled with gratitude and thankfulness to God. That we overflow, as it takes it, with gratitude. That gratitude is evidence of healthy roots. That you have a life that's built on the word. You have a life that's built on Jesus. That you have a life that's built on his hope. You have a life built on joy. A life built on purpose in Jesus. A life built on obedience. And it makes the heart glad. Thankful hearts strengthen faith and unity, and deep roots lead to joyful fruit. Is your fruit joyful? Are you producing fruit? Are you producing those things in your life that please God, that please Jesus? Let gratitude, y'all, be evidence of your growth in Christ Jesus. Let gratitude be the mantra of this ministry in 2026, that we're grateful for all that God has done in and through us. But we know without a doubt it's him and it's not us. So live thankful. To close today, LFCC, listen, how we started is how we keep growing. It's how we're going to keep on going. The strong faith doesn't happen by accident. Strong Christians don't happen by accident, that you grow on purpose. The strong churches don't happen by accident. You better believe this. Just because there are a number of people in the church that make it a strong church. Just because every seat in the church is filled, it may be filled to capacity, it may be Coliseum size, that does not mean that it's a strong church. It's only as strong as being rooted and grounded and founded in Jesus Christ. When we grow deeper roots in Christ and stronger bonds with one another, we build a faith that stands firm in a community that thrives no matter the storm, no matter what happens in life. And Lord knows we've been through some storms in 2025, haven't we? I believe I've got some witnesses in the house. You've been through some storms in 2025. You've been through some changes. You've been through some stuff. But look at what God did. He brought you to the other side. He brought you to 2026. But you better rest assured. I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy. I ain't trying to be all of that. But listen, you're going to have some challenges too, some storms in 2026. But what's going to make the difference as to whether you stand or you topple over in your faith is how deep are you rooted in Jesus Christ? How deeply are you rooted in his word? How deeply are you rooted in worship? How deeply are you rooted in real praise? How deeply are you rooted in him?
Yes, yes.
That our connection to him makes all the difference in the world. Think about the mighty oak tree. Get an imagery of it. When it's healthy and when it's strong. That the winds can blow, but because it's deeply rooted, it will not move. I found out personally, I've got some oak trees in the yard in the back of the house, y'all. The winds blow, but some of those branches fall off. And I praise God that it's never toppled over on the house. For real, though, I prayed sometimes, Lord, please don't let these trees fall over on this house, at least not with me in it. If I'm out of it, it's fine. I can do the insurance, can't make some money off of it, but that's another story. But don't let it topple over with us in the house. That mighty oak trees, they stand tall. They stand strong. Y'all find out something. There's something other than an oak tree. Anybody ever heard of what we call a bamboo tree? You know what I'm talking about? That bamboo, y'all, it's really not a tree. It's really grass. But it can grow to tree-like heights. But the thing about the bamboo tree or bamboo grass is that it has tensile strength. That for real, though, it's stronger than some steel. And although its roots aren't really that deep, it kind of has roots through the stalk of bamboo that go all the way through it. And the thing about bamboo, y'all, is that the wind can blow. That as strong as bamboo is, that it still has the ability to bend, but it won't break. That's what I want to say about the people of God. That as you go into 2026, you may bend, but you won't break. That you'll go through some changes. I believe Paul has some bamboo-like faith. He had a bamboo-like belief system. That Paul experienced some storms in his life. That he was shipwrecked, that he was beaten, and even at the writing of the text, he's in jail. Paul knew something about pain. Paul knew something about grief. Paul knew something about persecution. But Paul says, the word of God, he says, listen, I've been pressed on every side. But listen, I'm not crushed. I've been perplexed, but not in despair. I've been hunted down like a dog, but I'm not abandoned by God. That I get knocked down, but I'm not destroyed. I believe Paul would say to us today, listen, I bend, but I don't break. But it's not because of me. It's because of the power that's on the inside of me. It's because of what I'm rooted in and who I'm rooted in. I'm rooted in Jesus. That we have this power in these earthen vessels. The power is not of us. It's of God. And so though you may bend, you won't break. But it matters. This is so strong, I can't hardly bend it. But no matter what happens in your life, what really matters is you go deeper in him. No matter how strong the winds may blow, because I don't know what's ahead for you. I don't know what comes. Only God knows. But it's about your firm foundation. It's about what you're rooted in. It's about growing deeper in your relationship with Jesus. It's about standing firm. And when the winds of change blow, though you may bend, praise God, because of his power in you, you will not break. So together, in 2026, let's go higher in the Lord. Let's do greater for the Lord. Come on, church, let's go higher in the Lord. But if we're going to go higher in the Lord, it starts first, Reverend Brown, by going deeper. Deeper roots. And the church said, amen. Amen. Deeper roots. God, we want to go deeper in you. We want to do more for you. We want to do greater for you, oh God. But it matters where our roots are planted and how deep they are. Pray with me right now. Father, thank you for this word today. Start out this new year. For a word, Lord God, that's not sugary, not filled with cliches. But a word about your truth. The truth, Lord God, for us individually as a church, that you want us to go deeper, to go deeper in you. To let our roots grow down into Jesus. That our lives are built on him. Then and only then will our faith grow stronger upon the truth that we have been taught. And then we'll overflow with thankfulness. So I pray for this congregation. God, I pray that their faith would not falter, that it would not fail. And when our faith is in Jesus, it won't, because he won't. He won't falter, he won't fail. Thank you, Jesus, that you are true to your word and we trust you as we move into 2026. Whatever comes our way, whatever strong winds may blow, whatever turbulence we might experience, we can do it with you. We can survive. We can live well and do well because we're determined to let our roots, our faith, to grow down deeper in you, Jesus. So lead us and guide us individually and as a church as we seek to do your will, to do more for you. Let the works that we do in 2026 be greater than those of 2025, but let it be for your glory. And we can only do that when you are our firm foundation and we're rooted and we're grounded in you. Help us not to lose sight of you, Jesus, in all that we do. And we thank you and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Church said, amen, amen. Deeper roots, anybody want deeper roots? You wanna go deeper in him, deeper in your faith, deeper in your walk, deeper in your talk. deeper in him. Listen, you may be here today, and maybe you're not in a saving relationship with Jesus. We want to take this opportunity to allow you to make Jesus your choice. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That God sent his son into the world not to judge or to condemn you, but that you might be saved. He came to save you and to save me. That to be rooted in Jesus means it starts with a relationship with him. And if you are here today and you don't have that relationship, we can look good from the outside, y'all. But God knows the heart. He knows what's going on the inside. Two people know, you and him, do you have a saving relationship with Jesus? Two people know, you know and he knows. So if you don't have that relationship, we invite you into that relationship today. That we all admit that we have sinned and fallen short of his glory. That's churchy. That all of us have sinned. That we missed the mark. We missed the target. Even in our saved state, we don't always get it right. Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. But that's why God sent Jesus into the world. To die for your sins, past, present, and future. All of it. All of it. And it just begins by confessing, God, I believe your word is true. That Jesus Christ was and is your son. That he's the one that died for my sins. But he didn't stay dead. 3 days later, he got back up with all power. I believe in this Jesus that's in the word of God. This Jesus that lives forever. I believe in this Jesus. That's what saves you. Doesn't mean you're perfect, but it means you're saved eternally, forever. So if you're here today and you're believing what I'm saying to you in this very moment, and you want to be connected to Jesus or connected to this church, our ushers are standing in the aisles right now. Their hands are extended. Just follow them to room number one across the hallway. They'll take some information, welcome you with open arms. If you're here today and listen, you're not connected to a local church where you can fellowship with other believers, serve with other believers. Listen, Living Faith Community Church is a great place to be. It's a church we're connecting real life to a real faith. Not a perfect people, but we serve a perfect God. Won't you come today? Just get up from your seat from where you are. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not promised. All we have is right here, right now, today. Won't you get up? Hands are extended. Won't you come? Won't you come right now?
You just heard Pastor Kevin Love of Living Faith Community Church, located at 1111 Tally Road in San Antonio, Texas. You're welcome to join us for Sunday worship service at 9 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study via Zoom at 7 p.m. Living Faith Community Church, where we're connecting real life to a real faith.